Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
May the 4th be with you. It's Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. It is May 4th.
Yes, may the 4th be with you, Dan.
Oh, and you as well, Anita. Anita Nelson here with me, owner-operator, Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
That's right.
That's right, yeah. Was out there just, we did some video shoots out there, looking really beautiful.
Yeah, we got it in just before it started raining.
Oh, nice, which is ideal.
Yes,
know?
Yes it is.
Well, especially, you know, the rain's ideal for getting plants in the ground, you know, getting video shoots.
Yes.
You don't want to get rained on.
Yes.
So, but I learned a lot in that video shoot, and that's I really want to kind of dig even deeper into a lot of stuff I learned about butterfly habitat, butterfly feeding, bee feeding, all this stuff that can really help us get that extra layer of color and fun and exploration.
Well, I'm not a real bee or butterfly expert, not even close, but we had a bee expert come out to our nursery 2 weekends ago, and her name is Lauren, and she spoke about bees. She's really an interesting speaker. She's so interesting that last year when she spoke, it started raining and everybody just sat there under umbrellas to hear her finish her talk.
Wow.
So I remembered a lot of what she talked about, and I'm going to put a lot of what she said into practice. And one of them was planting a lot of compositae type flowers, the daisy-like flowers.
So those are the big, like, pinwheel open flowers.
Yes, and they've never really been my favorite flower.
I like
the more butterfly-y kind of flowers, but I do think that it's important to put more food sources out for bees. Bees are in trouble from what we understand, and so I want to be part of that. So I understand one that you grow, the Blackfoot daisy, is a really good one. Can you tell me more about that plant, Danny?
Where,
the Blackfoot daisy.
More about that plant?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's going to have one cool thing about it. It's going to put on a lot of flowers.
Yeah.
Or just like one or two big flowers. It's going to do 30 to 50 small daisies.
Do you have to ever deadhead it or does it?
Yeah, yeah. You just pinch them off when they start fading away.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the other ones. But it's just a white little cute daisy. Can handle our heat, our summer. Our different stresses.
How tall does it get? Is it good ground cover?
You know, ground cover wise, it's fine. But I usually think of ground covers as really like creepers and spreaders.
Yeah.
And it's more of a mounder.
A mounder.
So how tall does it get? I'm not really sure.
I don't know either.
I think it's
18. I'm going to be growing it.
18 a foot, something like that?
Yeah. And of course, some of the other ones, Coreopsis is a great plant. And it's, is it one of the native ones? Because something is in bloom that's yellow and daisy-like all along the ditches that I watch every day. When
yeah,
I drive
those
home.
Are, I think, black-eyed Susans
black-eyed
right now.
Black-eyed Susans.
And the Coreopsis is beautiful. There's three native ones, Texas, Gulf, and Plains. And they are all just breathtaking.
Yep.
And then, well, so that's what we're going to explore today.
Yes.
Anita did a great preview for us, and that is really diving deep into not just what plants are good for bees and butterflies, but what actually features of the plants themselves that they're after. We'd love to hear from you, 713-572-4610. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
The Arborgate has every plant, flower, and gift imaginable. Hi, I'm Beverly. One visit and you will see we're a premier destination for gardening enthusiasts. Our nursery is stocked with everything you'd expect to find, plus display gardens and dedicated rose and herb houses. The Arborgate is the only place you'll find that famous 1-2 punch, organic soil complete and organic blend plant food. Our two gift shops are overflowing with original art, gifts, and home decor. Take an ordinary journey to an extraordinary place. Visit us in Tomball or online at arborgate.com.
Swarming colonies, starving for wood, silently climbing into homes, crawling behind walls, causing devastating damage to homes and neighborhoods. Spring in Texas means billions of termites. Stop the swarm. Call Preventive Pest Control for your best solution. Ask about their termite monitoring system, tested and proven to destroy underground termite colonies before they attack your home. Preventive Pest Control wants to protect your family's health and home from pests by giving every Home Show radio listener a free home inspection. PreventivePestHouston.com. That's PreventivePestHouston.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Year-round, organic lawn solutions safe for your pets and family. Monterey Lawn and Garden. For a beautiful organic lawn, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now,
713-572-4610. If you're growing native plants, if you're growing veggie plants, fruit trees, whatever it is, the health of your soil is going to dictate the health of the plant. It's going to dictate how good it tastes, how many flowers you get, how big flowers, how healthy leaves. It's disease resistance. Literally, everything that you care about the plant is affected by the soil. And the fertilizer that you choose to use is hugely impactful on the soil. So you're talking, again, lawns. If you want to have that lawn that you dream of, you've really got to pay attention to the soil. Gardening information, gardening advertisement, gardening shows for too long have neglected the soil. So we are so proud that we get to talk about MicroLife. Not only is it a great company run by a great guy, but it's a great product, or a group of great products. This time of year, we're in the heart of lawn growing. You got to fertilize. So I fertilize every other month, and basically I turn to MicroLife for, you know, about 80% of my fertilization. When I mean MicroLife, I'm talking about just their 624, their regular green bag, a great product. So you read the ingredients and it's like, oh, wow, those are foods or plants. And what that means is they are going to go through the soil life and become readily available for your roots forever. So it's slow release, it's immediate release, it's long-term fertilizer, it's short-term fertilizer, and it builds your soil up. When you build your soil up, you get deeper roots. You can imagine deeper roots is more nutrient access, more water access. Those are the things that MicroLife does. So you look for MicroLife brand for whatever you're getting, be it just their fertilizer, the 624, be it Humates Plus, a great way to get deeper roots and more energy into the soil. You want quick results. You want to do something that's not quite as, you know, labor intensive. Liquid fertilizers are a great way to do that. They have one called Maximum Blooms that's really great for flowering shrubs. It can actually extend the life of the blooms. So in a lot of landscape, companies love using that because it makes their clients happier. And that, you know, those clients that are happier are the same as you. They're home gardeners looking for results. MicroLife gets great results, as well as not burning your lawn or your plants and being totally safe for your kids and pets. Pretty awesome combo. Great plants, safe landscape. Gotta love that. So look for MicroLife at your favorite garden center and visit them online, microlifefertilizer.com.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Talk Radio. I'm Anita Nelson with Danny Milliken, and we'd like you to call us with your gardening questions at 713-572-4610.
Great job. Before we explore, I have a couple lawn questions for mm-hmm. you. I have St. Augustine. And it's outcompeted weeds pretty much. I moved into my house about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it's done a great job. And so when it comes to kind of what I'm doing out there, just what are some good tips for you? I height issues. My wife wants me to keep it shorter. I kind of know I'm supposed to be a little taller. What are some advice on lawn for you?
Well, you're supposed to keep St. Augustine at 4 to 4.5 inches when you mow it.
Yeah, so that's –
It's a broad – leafed grass.
Right, and it likes that mm-hmm. taller. So my understanding is by mowing at the correct height on these lawns, we give the lawn plant the ability to dominate the space.
True, because the longer the leaf, the more photosynthesizing food-making capacity that it has, and
right.
therefore it is making the food to sustain itself. So when you cut it short, you really kind of almost starve the plant in a sense because you've limited its ability to sustain itself.
That is so cool. So each lawn grass has its own prescribed height, and you want to keep it at that height. St. Augustine's, you know, 4 inches, that's pretty tall. And if something else is a lot shorter, really, you can't keep one at the other height. But yeah, I mean, it's just one cultural practice
yeah.
that if you change it, you end up having a lot more success in your lawn just by one simple change.
Well, I come from up north where we have the Kentucky bluegrass, which okay. is a lower growing grass. I just love that fluffy St. Augustine feel when you
sure.
walk in the grass and everything. I think it's a great grass. It's a tough grass. It's – what does Sherry Harry call it? The best weed we have?
Something like
yeah,
that, yeah.
Something like that. And it's easy to get out of your flower bed.
That's
if
true,
if it creeps too into your flower bed, it's one of the easiest grass to say, no, get out of there. You need to leave this area and you can get it out.
Because Bermuda is very hard.
Oh, it's the worst.
Yeah, because Bermuda is like coming up from the the depths of the planet, you know.
It
seems
really
like
does.
Like going like digging a 6-foot hole to get it out. Well, okay. Well, thanks for that. It's always a reminder. It's always great to get those reminders on that it's not always about like killing the weeds. Sometimes you just are supporting the actual grass.
Yeah, and the grass itself will kill the weeds eventually.
Right, absolutely. That is one thing about our grasses is they do that. 713-572-4610. We want to hear what's on your mind. You got questions about lawns. You got a bare patch. You're starting to see some diseases. Anita can help you with all that stuff, so we're excited she's here. We got to explore a little bit deeper conversation about bees and butterflies. So if you have a question about that too, veggies, fruit trees, really anything, that's what we're here to help you with. So 713-572-4610. Before we really dive into our, you know, convo about the bees, it was so cool visiting with you about the water lilies.
Yes. And by the way, those are bee pollinators as well. I sent you a bunch of pictures.
Did
you get them?
Gorgeous, yeah. So she sent me a bunch of these pictures, these A, just breathtakingly unique flowers.
Yes.
Then bee with happy bees.
With happy bees
all
in there. Because there's a lot of nectar in a water lily flower.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So just so cool. But they're such unique plants. Mm-hmm. And I think that people that are used to land plants, terrestrial plants, really take for granted a lot of elements of care on the land that don't apply to the water.
And here's the really, really, really weird thing is water lilies are actually a relative to the magnolia. Magnolia makes a giant flower. The water lily makes a big giant flower.
Right.
There's one that'll make a flower. It's 13 inches in diameter, the biggest one we've ever had.
That's so cool. What's the big one that your kids have pictures while they're sitting on the pad?
That's the Victoria lily. It's native to South America. It was discovered in the Amazon River. So, and named after Queen Victoria, so its botanical name is Victoria Amazonica.
It's so, like, such a crazy plant.
It
because,
really is.
I mean, how wide are the pods? They're like.
Well, we had a gentleman in San Angelo who decided to see how big he could get one, and he got one leaf, 8 feet, 1 inch in diameter.
Oh, my gosh. That's like bigger than the table we're sitting at.
Yeah.
And we're not at a small table.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yep.
And you were mentioning that, you know, they're really hard to move because they're spiny and stuff like that. But on the top.
They're not. Yeah, they're
smooth. And Mary and, you know, all the kids.
All my kids now my grandkids taking pictures of them sitting on top of the leaf. Back in the Victorian days, they would, it'll support the weight of a small child without any extra support, but the actual tissue of the leaf is very, very thin.
Okay.
But underneath, it has these midribs that are super, super narrow and deep, like an I-beam.
It's like engineered.
Well, actually, that plant was the inspiration to today's skyscrapers.
Wow.
That's where they got the idea of the I-beam and then the thin membrane between the I-beams, which is the glass.
Right.
To support these tall structures that we have today. And,
that's
and the
so
first
incredible.
One that was ever built was the Crystal Palace in London.
See? It all comes back to the plants.
It does. Plants are such an inspiration.
This
in so
is
many
why
ways.
We garden, because we can connect with the genius of nature.
The genius of nature is
yeah.
true.
You know, there's probably a lot of people that think that we came up with skyscrapers because aliens gave it to us.
Yeah, but no, it came from a plant.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, may the fourth be with you.
Uh-huh.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We'll be back really quickly.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with house plants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com.
Hard water makes life harder than it has to be. It leaves calcium buildup in your pipes, appliances, and skin. It leaves spots on dishes, showers, and fixtures. Instead, let Aquatex take the hard out with Kinetico water treatment systems. You'll save money on soaps, shampoos, and cleaning products. And your skin will feel silky smooth. Have Aquatex test your water and take the hard out. And the iron, too. Your independent Kinetico dealer is AquatexWater.com.
Now,
now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. This is Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. I'm at the nursery today, ready to help you get your green on. So whether you need help with lawn problems, weeds, trees, shrub health, veggie and herb gardening, or you just want to add beautiful flowers to your beds, pots, and hanging baskets, stop by. We are all here for you. The summer heat is upon us. Nothing performs better in our summer heat than bougainvillea. We grew many different varieties that are putting on a show right now, and they're ready for you in our bedding area. And don't forget Mom. Mother's Day is right around the corner. Surprise your mom with beautiful flowers, or better yet, a gift card to Plants for All Seasons. A great way to stay connected with what's happening at the nursery is join our Facebook page at Plants for All Seasons. If you've never visited Plants for All Seasons, we're super easy to get to. We're at 21328 State Highway 249, or go to www.plantsforallseasons.com for more info. And now back to Danny and Anita at Home Show Garden Pros to answer all your gardening questions.
Thanks, Sherry, for the great welcome back. Sounds like it's going to be a fun day up there at Plants for All Seasons on 249. Get your green on. All right, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610. Anita's here.
Yes, I am. And I was listening to Sherry talk about bougainvillea. I have this strict rule of no thorns in my garden.
Mm.
I'm going to break it this year, and it's all because of Sherry.
Oh, for the bougainvillea?
She said that it's one of the plants that attracts hummingbirds. The hummingbirds go straight to it every year, and I love hummingbirds, so I'm going to break my no-thorn rule and put in bougainvilleas this year.
Nice. Well, be careful.
I know.
You know, it's funny you mentioned thorny plants because today's Naked Gardening Day.
Oh, my gosh.
And there's so many reasons not to naked garden. But, you know, for those people who really want to go do it, just beware of the thorns.
There is no reason to naked garden.
Yeah,
not
but,
one.
I mean, you know, like, people out there, there's a day. So if it's your day, I won't be joining you.
No, not me. You mentioned, Danny, that there's no place to put your tools when you naked garden.
No, and I always have my soil knife, my hori-hori with me.
No, you can't tuck your gloves
pruners,
in your pocket.
No. No, you can't. You can't wear gloves.
You can't wear gloves.
I guess you can wear boots, maybe. That's sensible.
Yes. You're going to need a lot of Band-Aids and antibacterial ointment when you're done naked gardening.
That's so true. So be careful out there, naked gardeners. Star Wars fans, you should garden. Go outside for once. No, no judgment. Just kidding. It's going to be a beautiful day. We just got that heavy rain, so the soil is going to be really desirous of your attention.
And by the way, I went out and spread out the MicroLife 624 on the garden before it started rain because I knew that the rain activated it.
Yeah. Rain's incredible.
And before the dogs could eat it.
Dogs do love it. They actually really like it when it's a little moist.
Dude, well, I kept them out of there.
Good. That's good. That's good. I think the rain phenomenon is so cool. Because, you know, a lot of people notice, like, when it rains, you see more growth.
Yes. It looks greener, fresher.
Right, right. My understanding is there's a big ionization that happens. So, like, the soil, all those nutrients get ionized by that negative ionization that hits the soil, and boom, they bond to the roots.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yep.
So anyway, great stuff. You wrote something down about flowers.
Yeah, I wrote Mother's Day. You know, there are women out there like me, and they're called women who don't like to get cut flowers.
Then my mom, and my mom's exactly the same
I don't want them. But give me flowers with roots.
Right.
So you moms out there like to garden, and well, no, not you moms like to garden. You children who have moms who like to garden, give your mom flowers with roots.
You know, and there's a lot of flowers that you can keep alive inside and that are beautiful for a long time.
Yes.
That are going to last longer and provide more joy even than that kind of bundle of flowers.
Yes, but I don't want to run down the floral industry. I think they're great people.
No, they're great people.
There's nothing wrong with getting flowers for Mother's Day.
This is Home Show Garden Pros,
yes.
Though. We have a very civic lean, and we have all these great shops that are going to have beautiful kind of potted combinations.
Yep.
For people to get that are going to be ready to go, beautiful gift, going to last. And the great thing is when they start fading away, you can always get them switched out.
Well, believe it or not, my daughter was, when she's in high school, she was in floral competitions.
Oh, my gosh. So
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, and they even did pretty well one time. One year they did super good.
Did she go do that at the Florescence?
Well, she did it at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. They came in third. They were really proud of that. But, you know, that's a tough competition.
Oh,
these
absolutely.
Kids need to know their cut flowers.
Yeah, they really do. Mm-hmm. They have to know them, and because everyone has a specific deal.
And how to use them.
Right. And I don't know those things. So, you know, I love going to those things. So I'm like,
yes.
Look what they did.
Yes.
So that's so cool. This is Home Show Garden Pros, 713-572. We'd love to hear from you. Talking Mother's Day, talking May the 4th be with you. One thing that I really kind of wanted to get into was bees. You know, getting bees. Bees need a lot of help. Most of the time we focus on the European honeybee.
Yes. Yeah, well, actually, I was out at the nursery, and I thought, I'm going to run out and see if I can get some good shots of bees, and I found some carpenter bees.
Nice.
And they were doing what Lauren told us they do. They go to the side of a tubular flower, and I got some pictures of them doing it. They drill a hole in the side of a – which I guess is why they're carpenter bees.
They have those skills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they get the nectar that way, so they circumvent that flower's –
it's so cool.
Tubular structure.
One of the favorite things I like doing is just being in the garden and watching.
Yes, yeah.
I know I have blueberries and was watching, and carpenter bees come, and they like folded back one of the petals, like kind of peeled it back like a curtain to get straight to the nectar of the blueberry bell. And it was just so cool. It was like, they just know what to do, you know. But there are so many bees besides the European honeybees. Water lilies, you mentioned sweat bees.
Sweat bees like to go to them, but I showed all the pictures I had were of honeybees.
I know, but like, you know, sweat bees are a native bee, very underrated. They basically look like like a little bee made out of like emerald. They're very shiny.
Yes.
I don't know why they call them sweat bee. It's like they should call them like emerald bees or beauty bees or something like that.
That's true.
The marketing team really needs to get on that.
Yes, but, you know, this is a – I haven't lived up north in 40 years, but if I remember, sweat bees do actually – do like to land on you and drink your sweat, if I remember correctly.
Well, I mean, salty food.
But not down not down here. You don't see that happen.
Okay, gotcha.
Maybe it's just up north that that happens.
Maybe there's too much sweat here.
Probably.
So there's no need for them to go for it.
Yes.
Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Terry, we see you waiting. We're definitely going to get to you after this quick break. 713-572-4610. We'll be right back.
Settlers, farmers, and gardeners. For over a century, they've depended on Wabash feed and grain for essentials. It's a place out of time. Farm critters, healthy plants, rescued pets, even handmade decor. There has been one recent change. Wabash moved. Not far, up Shepherd, just north of 610. We're still filled with healthful supplies and good advice for today's urban gardener. Yes, we're different, and that's good. Come explore a little bit of country in the heart of the city. WabashFeed.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. We've been organic gardeners for over 30 years.
Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston. Come and get your green on.
Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, where beauty and tranquility are waiting.
Connect with all six Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 713-572-4610.
Home Show Garden Pros is back. I want to take a brief moment to talk about Southwest Fertilizer, one of my favorite places in town. And I really love it so much because truly, truly, it's devoted to service, quality, and selection. And, you know, people throw those words around a lot, service, quality, and selection. And I'm going to go in reverse order when I really talk about how they're amazing. They have such a huge selection. So you want to kind of encounter quality selection of bird food, right? You have beginner birders that don't want to spend a lot of money. You have expert birders that, like, know what to get, know what the good stuff is. Well, Southwest Fertilizer has both of those. Tools, right? They have a huge selection of tools. You want the best tools available on the market? They have that. You want a replacement shovel? They have that. They also do a really good job. You take in your broken handle and they will fix that handle. They'll actually like install it and fix it for you, be good as new. Kind of a cool thing they do. You'll find great organic solutions and synthetic solutions. Again, selection. And they have the best organic products you can get right now. MicroLife, Espoma, Fox Farms, Nature's Way, they have that stuff. They have a bunch of different synthetic solutions. So if you're looking for a problem to overcome, they have those solutions. They have a great line of pet foods. I mentioned bird food. I was talking with a birding expert, and they're like, well, if you want to do a bird garden, it's really important you attract the birds by having the food, and then they'll start showing up on a regular basis to actually eat the seeds that you're growing. So a really cool thing. And when it comes to the service part, man, a friendly team. Everybody's so nice when you get in there. They know what they're doing. They're happy to help you. They're like literally helping you is what they want to do. And so when you got a problem you need to solve in your lawn, your garden, Subless Fertilizer is the place to go. And if they don't have that solution, they will help you find it. If it's a product or just a strategy, they'll help you with that so much. As we're into lawn mowing season, if you haven't tuned your lawnmower, sharpened your blades, it really can be a game changer for enjoyment when it comes to lawn mowing. So, you know, head over to Southwest Fertilizer, stop in and see Bob. There's no place like it. Beautiful spot, a Houston lawn and garden tradition since 1955. Right there at the corner of Bissonnette and Renwick, so 5828 Bissonnette Street. Go to the website, learn more at southwestfertilizer.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros. I'm Anita Nelson with Danny Milliken.
Hey.
On Sports Radio 610. If you have a problem with something you're growing, grass, tomatoes, flowers, call us right now. We can talk about it. 713-572-4610. And Danny, I want to tell you, I went to Southwest Fertilizer with my husband to buy a lawnmower. And the salesperson, I don't remember his name, he spent a lot of time with us, and he could have sold us a lawnmower that cost $100 more than the one we bought. But he spent so much time and trying to we have to mow a lot of incline areas.
Yeah.
And he made the suggestion of a lawnmower that would better suit our needs than one that would have been more expensive. And I think that's a hallmark of a store that has high quality, good service when they're not trying to
just always mark
make a
up.
Buck yeah. just to make a buck.
Yeah, no, it's an incredible place.
Yes.
Anita mentioned the, you know, answering your gardening questions. We're going to get into that right now. So, Terry, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, Danny. Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Hey, Terry.
Well, I had just only one question, but now that I wait a little bit, I've got about four questions.
That's fine. Go for it, man. I love it.
Okay. Well, the first thing is I'm building the home I have, I'm building it. I mean, I'm done with the house. So, this is my retirement home. So, I'm building a 22 by 32 foot garden in the backyard. It's already built. It's already framed. It's already done. I have deer fencing up, yada, yada. I'm getting ready to buy a 1,500-gallon cistern because I've heard rainwater is a lot better for your garden than just regular water or whatever you want to call it. Is that true?
Where's the home again? I know you've told us before, but...
Cold Springs.
Cold Springs. Okay, so
Cold Spring, Texas.
Houston water is really kind of... We use a solid chloramine. But up in Cold Springs, I think they've got chlorine.
Yeah.
And so, but rainwater is still going to be better because it actually is nutrient rich.
That chloramine is pretty bad stuff.
Yeah. And I understand that. And that's why I did this, because the cistern, I already have the platform set up. Mm-hmm. I'm bringing the rain gutters into it, so it's going to feed a lot of rain. I mean, so that's a good thing. So I have a sprinkler system set up for that.
That's awesome.
But the garden area and stuff, I mean, it's good dirt. It's hard clay underneath, but I've already tilled it up a lot and worked it. Do I need to bring in any type of extra soil to mix with all that to just make it even a better dirt?
I would use the Humates Plus
okay.
Danny? Because that would
for sure.
That would start feeding the soil, and if you can afford it, also bring in some Nature's Way leaf compost. That's what I'm doing in my garden right now. I've just been bringing in
that, leaf compost?
Yes, and I'm not tilling because I just can't do it. So Danny suggested just putting it on top of the soil, and eventually it'll all mix together.
Okay.
So I'm counting on that happening. How long does it take, by the way, Danny?
Not very long.
Not very
long?
Should
be a couple weeks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
all
but
right.
Terry, I would strongly suggest using the compost, like Anita is saying, just because you do want to just give it a flush of life. And that'll add a bunch of nutrients for you.
But is the Humates a good shortcut?
Is
the Humates a good way to go if you can't physically or can't afford to bring in that much Nature's Way?
Yeah, I mean, it is.
I'm not worried about that.
Okay, great,
yeah.
Yes, it's
but the thing is, like, can I buy it in bulk instead of all these bags? Is there a place where I can buy it, put it on a trailer, and go get like a yard or two of it, and then do it myself?
Of compost?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Nature's Way Resources sells it directly.
Okay.
I mean, they have a bulk yard there where you go and you buy straight from them and, you know, just load it back in the trailer or pickup or whatever. And that's,
Go ahead. Well, the next question is, I've heard about, since I have the garden, and I'm trying to keep a lot of natural pests away, so I'm supposed to plant marigolds, so I'm thinking about planting marigolds all the way around the garden. Is that true?
Well, marigolds in particular will keep away mosquitoes and some of the not-so-beneficial nematodes. But one extra thing that you can do is to make sure not to buy any double marigolds. Buy the singles because they will attract your bees, and bees are pollinators for your vegetables and fruits.
Right.
Terry, do you mind holding on through a break? I know you waited a little bit to get to a call. But
no, I'm good. I'm happy.
Okay, great.
I appreciate it.
I definitely have some thoughts about the marigold band.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you have more questions. So just, we're going to take a quick break and just hang with us, and we'll be back with more Anita and more Terry after this quick break from some good folks.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted nurseries and landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run. Sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
It starts in dark, damp places. Creeping mildew, algae, and fungus. Coating driveways, patios, bricks, and siding. Damaging your home. Stop the creep in its tracks with Soft Wash. Low pressure washing. Call Tom, certified Home Show Pro. Clean and Green Solutions. Clean and Green Solutions Soft Wash methods remove mildew, fungus, and oxidation. Protecting your paint, leaving your home pristine and clean. Stop the creep. Save your home. CleanandGreenSolutions.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
We're back, Home Show Garden Pros, talking gardening. Having a lot of fun. It's May the 4th be with you. Tomorrow, Cinco de Mayo. Great day for gardening. Also, great day for queso. Today's Naked Gardening Day, which, you know, hey, it is what it is. I want to talk about Nature's Way Resources. Kind of came up with Terry on the line, came with Anita. But Nature's Way Resources is our area's, I mean, we're so lucky in this area because we have Nature's Way Resources. They make incredible soil or soil amendments, soil additives, soil toppings, compost, mulch, and then soil mixes as well. And healthy lawns, healthy flowers, and gardens begin with healthy soil. That's where it all starts. You want healthier roots, more nutrients, more vibrancy, diverse soil life. And so you start strong by adding Nature's Way Resources soils. If you've already got an established bed, then you kind of can jump ahead by adding their mulches and compost to your gardens. It does an incredible job. They're really make an incredible product for top dressing lawns. And Nature's Way Resources products are made with natural organic elements. So foods, basically, that all get added in there. Leaves, branches, foods. Really, it's tough to have a big, diverse combination with a vegan. Kind of horse waste, you know, no manure. You want some manure in there because that's a whole other population of microbes. So you have all this great stuff that get into a compost and make an incredible thing that's going to feed your space, going to feed your plants, feed your soil, safe for children and pets, nutritious for plants, trees, and grass. Incredible stuff. Nature's Way is a great place to pick up bulk, kind of like Terry was asking about. They also have bags. They also have their bags all over the Houston area at a bunch of different, you know, garden shops.
We have it.
Anita started carrying them, and it's really great stuff.
It sells out pretty quick.
It's really great stuff. They the location just north of the Woodlands also has a great selection of native plants, and they really specifically, if you're in the Woodlands, they have native plants that are eligible for a new low water use 50% water bill rebate. So that's a water bill rebate. You can get money back from your water bill if you're a resident of the Woodlands and you use this right kind of plants that are water smart plants. A list of those plants, a list of rebate details, also locations on where to buy their awesome soils. And finally, all the different soils they've got. They have a bunch of different options. You can learn about all that at their website, naturewayresources.com. So we're back. We're Anita and I are here. This is Home Show Garden Pros. Going to continue our conversation with Terry. You have some more questions, Terry?
Yes, sir, I do, and thank you again. The next thing is also is that I'm building – I bought a metal frame because I'm building kind of like a – anyway, what is the metal frame I set over my driveway in my backyard. You can drive into my backyard. So I'm putting chicken wire on that, and I'm trying to figure what is the best thing to use to – plant on the sides of it to make it grow because I want it covered with growth. Jasmine, what's the best thing to use for that? Honeysuckle.
Do you want the sides covered or the top covered as well?
No, but it's, I have chicken wire over the whole thing, so I want the whole like you're going to be driving through a tunnel of growth. That's what I'm looking to do.
Ooh, I love that
really
idea.
Cool. Yeah, I've seen it a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
I finally found the right frame for it. And, yes, ma'am.
The first vine that came to mind for me was butterfly vine, and it's named that because the seed that it makes looks like butterflies, not because it attracts butterflies, although it does.
Okay.
And it's evergreen, so that would be a good one.
Well, in celebration for Cinco de Mayo, it's really Mexican butterfly vine is what it's really common. That's what you'll see.
The Mexican flame vine. Is that the
one
you
mean? Mexican flame vine, too.
Yeah.
But Mexican butterfly vine, it's got that yellow flower, makes these awesome seed pods. But Anita's
is that the same vine that I'm talking about?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. And Anita's recommendation is the best, in my opinion, because not only does it go up, but it also goes sideways better than a lot of other vines.
Yeah.
A lot of vines.
And what's the name of it again, please?
Mexican butterfly vine. It has a yellow flower, and it makes a butterfly-like seed structure when it fruits.
Okay.
Really cool plant.
It's not easy to find, though, because it's not an easy plant to propagate. So when you find it, buy it immediately.
Okay.
That's a great
word. I will do that. All right, the last question is...
Before you start on the new question, the marigold question you had...
Marigolds
by themselves will provide a small bit of defense. But, you know, like we learned from Game of Thrones, we want as much defense as possible.
And diversity.
Yeah, and diversity. So really kind of what you want to do is you want to be able... My best number one strategy, right, for protecting spaces from... pests organically is training their predators to be in the space. And the one plant I love the most for that is native milkweed and milkweeds in general because they get aphids on them. Ladybugs eat aphids.
Mm-hmm.
Lacewing eat aphids. You're not going to have that attraction of predators if you don't have the pests on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Also predatory wasps. Okay. They actually will go after aphids. So you end up like building this shield of protection by training the predators to come in. They call those insectaries, and you really want a kind of a diverse group of flowers.
And with milkweed, if there ever was a plant that could survive an aphid infestation, it would be milkweed.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
And they get a specific kind of aphid that's not going to get on your other plants, but the ladybugs don't care.
No, they don't care. It's that golden aphid. And if you go to a nursery and the milkweed has aphids on it, that's a good sign. You want to buy those milkweeds.
But also,
I appreciate that. That's great.
Also getting salvias in, getting a few other kind of low-growing, flowering plants in to make that border area is more plants. More plants is going to make it better than just marigolds.
Yes, sir. Well, good, good. That's a good suggestion. I appreciate that.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
All right, Terry, you had another question?
Last thing is this. I've been... pulling up a lot of, in other words, I have a burn pile in the backyard, and it's all clean, organic burn pile, and I've heard that ash is real good for growth. Is that true? Can I use some of that ash in some of my areas, or?
I need to do. Yeah.
I've heard ash isn't good, but I don't know enough about it.
Ash itself is not really that great. You end up losing so much of the wood's benefit. Biochar, or charcoal, is way different. So that's where you don't let everything burn down all the way. And you got it. So basically what you do is you get a fire going and you cover it with something like wet leaves or new lawn clippings or something like that, and you let it get hot in the middle, but you don't let it burn all the way down. Now, there's a lot of information about biocharring, about doing that. Talking about it on the radio is a tough way to really get you to realize how to do it, right? But ash itself is pretty empty of resources. It has some nutrients left, but really it's just kind of leftover lignin, not really good for very much.
Structure.
Well, it makes sense. Someone had just told me that, and I just didn't. That's why I wanted to ask y'all, because I know y'all know.
Yeah, maybe some structure. But I would, if you want to do stuff, you know, you can always, like, get the fire burning when it's real, real hot. Wait 30 minutes, don't put any new logs on it, and just douse it. And all of a sudden, you've got all this charcoal. Well, that's carbon. That's like purified carbon, basically. And that's a good thing to get in the soil. Yeah. Well, thanks so much, Terry.
Appreciate you guys so much. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. You too. We appreciate you.
May the fourth be with you.
Nice. And also with you. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610.
Rolling and playing in the grass, Cliff grew up loving lawns.
It's true.
Cliff believes everyone should have a barefoot-worthy lawn.
I do.
So much so, he made green grass his life's work.
Love it.
Through summer heat, winter chill, he nurtures and feeds lawns like yours year-round. That's why he named his business
Year-Round.
Dedicated to helping you enjoy truly green, healthy grass that begs for barefoot play year-round.
Naturally.
Call Cliff. There's still time. YearRoundHouston.com.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Nature's Way Resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns. MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
713-572-4610. There's a date I want you to mark on your calendar. That's June 1st. At Memorial Park, that is National Trails Day. And we're doing a really fun event that's some just using trails, hiking, biking. There'll be product demos by some, you know, biking, cycling experts. We're also doing a great volunteer day, so a great chance to chip in and help out for Memorial Park and chip in, help out in the shade, because the trails are really, really shaded. And then afterwards, after we do our volunteer time and our guided hikes, we're kind of at a little mini festival with food and some giveaways. A lot of our, you know, favorite vendors will be there. We'll give away Southern Star beer, which is always fun. And, you know, doing a fun stuff. So mark that day, June 1st. If you want more information, check the calendar out. Just go to the Memorial Park website, memorialparkconservancy.org.
This is the Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Anita Nelson with Danny Milliken.
Hey, Anita.
And we'd like you to call us with your gardening questions.
We would love that. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to talk to you. 713-572-4610. Keith, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes, I just recently moved into a new home, and we planted 20 pallets of grass. And just curious, how often should I water that grass, and do I need to put any fertilizer on it?
It needs to be watered a lot at first to help it get its roots established. And I would put the MicroLife 624 on top of it. That's what I've been doing. I've recently laid down some sod too. I put Nature's Way leaf compost underneath of it, and then I put really bad sod on top of it, old nasty sod. And then I also watered it with the seaweed, the MicroLife seaweed. And it's coming back. So, yeah, it needs a lot of water at first. And really, that seaweed really helps activate that plant and feed those leaves, which their roots still haven't had a chance to establish. So it helps them a lot, too. Helps get that, what do you call it, the soil food, what is soil food web?
Yeah, yeah.
Established for the lawn.
Keith, how long ago did
you put the MicroLife, you said 642?
Yes.
624.
A
624, I'm sorry. Awesome.
Keith, yeah. When did you put down? When did you put it down?
A week ago.
Okay, awesome. Thanks, Keith.
Thank you, guys.
So when you got new lawns, mm-hmm. you water a little bit often.
Yeah.
Like 2 minutes twice a day.
Yeah.
And then that's the exact opposite of what you do once it's established, because light watering will keep roots very shallow. For successful lawns, you want it deep. So for the next month, when you put new sod in, you shallow water. And then once you can kind of trust that it's going to be established, you start really cutting back your days but lengthening. So one time a week for 10 minutes or 15 minutes if it needs it. But then you're really training those roots to go deeper and deeper and that lawn to build resiliency.
Yeah, and so, my goal is to have a Danny Milliken lawn.
Well, just that compost top dressing. What do you mean by that?
The lawn that you don't have to water, that you're so famous for.
I haven't watered my lawn since 2011, and it is a lush St. Augustine lawn. So in that St. Augustine, I keep it at the height you tell me to keep it at. I keep it at 4 inches, and it outcompetes weeds. You know, I still get wild onion popping up, but I have an area where I really kind of I want native plants to grow in, and it's I'm having a hard time because St. Augustine is so competitive. So
yeah.
It's like a,
I'm doing the exact same thing. This area that I'm resodding and making into a lawn again, I'm only doing half of it.
Right.
Just to see how that St. Augustine can be so invasive. It's an experiment I'm enjoying with.
But by beefing up your soil food web underneath the lawn, so compost, microlife fertilizers do a great job. Things that seem like food. There's a lot of things you can put down there, but if it seems like food, either a salad or a main course, it's probably pretty trustworthy to put out there. So, just there's a lot of great ways to treat it. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we'll be right back.
Dreaming of a vibrant, bountiful spring? Prepare now with MicroLife Fertilizers. Fortify your soil and garden with Humates Plus 004 concentrated compost in a bag. Want exceptional results? Add MicroLife Multipurpose 624. Got problem areas? Treat them now with MicroLife Super Seaweed, the perfect liquid nutritional boost. MicroLife Fertilizers provide billions of beneficial microbes and over 100 minerals plants crave all year long. MicroLife, making life better. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
One of our customers recently brought in a handful of a weed that was taking over his lawn. Hi friends, Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer. I quickly recognized it as Virginia buttonweed and provided him with a couple of products and the advice to help him out. At Southwest Fertilizer, we're devoted to providing service, quality, and selection for solving your lawn and garden challenges. Come visit us. You'll find seeds, plants, tools, soils, and solutions to fit every budget. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, or find us online at southwestfertilizer.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
More answers to your gardening questions coming up. Do you love beautiful flowers? Well, Warren Southern Gardens is bursting with not only beautiful flowers, but Texas tough perennials, plants for pollinators, gorgeous hydrangeas and gardenias, butterfly bush, roses, tropical hibiscus, succulents, pretty pottery, and so much more. Hi, I'm Diane Bulanowski from Warren Southern Gardens. Don't forget Mother's Day is just around the corner. You still have time to sign up for our Mother's Day Flower Combo Workshop on Friday, May 10th at 6:30. Reserve your spot and treat Mom to a night of flowers and fun. The creative team at Warren's will show you how to create a spectacular container planting with colorful flowers, with or for Mom. Find out more on our Facebook page at warrensoutherngardens.com or check us out on Facebook, Warren Southern Gardens, because our roots run deep. Warren Southern Gardens is located in Kingwood, the livable forest at 1675 North Park Drive. And now let's get back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Thank you so much, Diane. It sounds like it's going to be a lovely day and great reminder about Mother's Day coming up pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go straight to callers. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. John, you're on the show. Hey, John, you got a question for Anita? John may have his phone on mute. You know, he may be maybe called and walked away.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe pocket dialed us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what I would do if I were you. I would set the number one slot on your auto dial to the show, just so you can be ready to go. John, if you got a question, call back in, but try to get it in soon because we're running out of time here.
We are.
Anita, great job. So very briefly, give us just very like lightning round, right, because we got 2 minutes. But what is it that bees and butterflies are looking for different in flowers?
Well, bees are looking for, again, the daisy-like flowers, because a daisy-like flower is not one flower. It's a lot of flowers.
Right.
Which is why it's called composite. So the reason why it has those petals all the way around the edges is those are actually landing strips and kind of guides for the bees to come in to get the flowers.
Like the guy with the flashlights.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you're looking for those flowers, and the important thing to remember about those is to deadhead them. Which deadheading can be kind of a pleasant thing to go out
Definitely.
And do in your garden. It gets
Very
you
peaceful.
Out there. It's
right.
peaceful. And, yeah, you can get off of those flowers, pinch them off, and
yeah.
get the new ones coming on. And then for the butterflies and hummingbirds are attracted to red.
Okay.
I think it's their favorite color. I'm not sure. So red flowers, tubular flowers. And, again, the bees can get to them if they really need to. And the butterflies can also go to those composite flowers. So you don't really need to worry about what type of flowers you choose. Just flowers in your garden are going to bring that life into your garden of bees and butterflies and birds as well.
Absolutely. That's a great word. John, we got you now back in. Home Show Garden Pros, what's your question for Anita? Lightning round. Go.
My question is, how often should you water a citrus plant? I got like two little small plants. And I was wondering, am I overwatering? You said like maybe water them constantly for about a week or two. And so how often should I water them, and what type of fertilizer should I use? Thank you.
Thank you, John. Okay, citrus plants, different than lawns, right? So these are deeper roots. To get them established, maybe it's brand new ones, you know, once every 2 days, 5 minutes. And then after that, when you're putting down fertilizer and fruit is setting for the spring, you're going to water them pretty regularly, once a week, maybe 10 minutes. But then after fruit is set, by, you know, May, you can just stop watering completely. So hope that helps, John. Way to get good lightning round. Great job. You know I love citrus. Love it. Anita, thanks so much for being on here. You know, you did a great job. Always learn a lot when you're on, so I really appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you, Danny, and be sure to wear clothes today when you're out gardening.
That's right. And you said you had a shout-out for a client.
I do have a shout-out for Chad. He called me this week, and he wanted to know about the radio show. So I told him where to find us, and I said, Chad, if you're listening, I'm giving you a shout-out right now.
Nice. Also, quick shout-out. It's Chris Desmond's birthday. He works here for the show, does a great job with our videos, all that jazz. So, yay, Chris. Yay, Chad. This has been Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Well, I appreciate your time. I enjoy listening to you every Saturday.
Saturday and Sunday mornings, it's the Sport of Home Improvement on Sports Radio 610.
The leaves kind of reddish and turned in funny directions.
The Home Show Garden Pros get you growing Saturday morning 7 till 9.
What makes a really good faucet?
Then Saturday and Sunday mornings, Tom Tynan helps you go from home improvement to-dos to done.
We're adding a room onto our house.
The Home Show Garden Pros. Home Show Radio. Weekends on Sports Radio 610.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.